You're listening to KUAF News. As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 makes its way across Arkansas, officials are continuing to push vaccines in an effort to stem a winter surge.
I mean, I got a little nervous at the last second. It was basically like the flu shot.
In late November, Eli Stamp and his brother Owen visited the J.B. Hunt headquarters in Lowell for a COVID-19 vaccine clinic. The kids got their first doses of the Pfizer vaccine, and their dad, B, says he was relieved when the age requirements for shots were finally lowered.
We talked with our doctor and weighed the risks, and their schools also incentivize, once they're fully vaccinated after Christmas, they can stop wearing their masks at school.
The clinic hosted by the Northwest Arkansas Council offers first, second, and booster shots for anyone who needs one free of charge. Ryan Cork with the council says they coordinate vaccine doses with Community Clinic and the Arkansas Department of Health and get space and volunteers with the help of community groups like the Bella Vista Fire Department and J.B. Hunt. The goal is to make those clinics frequent and easily accessible.
And so really trying to serve, you know, Benton, Washington County both. And this space is large enough and semi in the middle between the two locations that, you know, we get a draw from both counties. But we've put doses on ambulances and gone to people's homes, those that are homebound and couldn't travel. We've gone to their house. We've done clinics in Siloam Springs and Gravett. I think Decatur we had a clinic, and other small, more rural areas, because we found people wouldn't come into the larger city, right, to get the vaccine.
He says the council has helped organize clinics at schools and libraries and museums and even farmers markets. And the need for vaccine availability isn't slowing down. The Omicron variant was detected in Arkansas early last week, and health officials say even for those fully immunized, a booster shot is still needed. Only 14% of Arkansans have received that third dose. Cork says vaccine clinics at J.B. Hunt will resume on Friday, January 3rd. For information and schedules, visit nwacouncil.org.
The more we draw, the happier we are.
For KUAF News, I'm Daniel Carruth.